I'll admit, I just used the software to find that cross product, but I could have maybe expanded about the third row or the third column and gotten the correct result. Notice that the K multiplier is sine squared of T plus cosine squared of T, and of course that means it's just 1 times K. And so that's why we got the result that we did. I think the rest of it, once you know how to find determinants, and we've already looked at that, should be fairly easy.